Impact of Influence, The Murdoch Family Murders. This is the unfolding story of a powerful South Carolina family, the mysterious deaths they are linked to, and our quest to bring you the truth. Hello, friend. So grateful you can spend time with us. I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker is here. You can find Impact of Influence on Facebook. And we have been putting up some videos as we begin a YouTube channel, Impact of Influence. You can find the link on the Facebook page.
Don't watch those, especially today, because it's Friday. I didn't think we were recording. Apparently, it's best to wear solid colors when you're filming. And Matt and I are both wearing patterns, and they could not be more clashing patterns. It's terrible.
She's having a rough
unless
one.
Unless you want to watch, like, laugh, if you want a good laugh, go check it out.
Look at the dizziness you'll get from the patterns.
Yes.
We are in today because there's a couple things we have to cover involving Murdoch and the evidentiary hearing that that his team hopes to get regarding jury tampering by Becky Hill, the clerk of courts, during the Murdoch murder trials.
And the motion for a new trial that we discussed on our last episode. But it's been a big week with a lot of just movement happening in all things Murdoch. First, there was this writ of prohibition that the defense filed, which was an effort to get Judge Newman removed. And this week, Judge Newman voluntarily recused himself from all the murder stuff.
The stuff that involves the jury tampering.
Right.
Because he may be a witness to it. It's what he said. He said, I'm not saying that I'm an impartial or anything like that. I'm just saying, though, that maybe I could be a witness in this.
Well, I don't know if that's what he's saying or not. If you read the order, I mean, he has stepped away from the murder stuff, which is very limited. He did not step away from the financial trials. And it's been opined by Sarah Azari that possibly this is because he feels that he may be a witness to this. Also, Eric Bland said in a tweet, he kind of insinuated that someone maybe talked in Judge Newman's ear. So maybe
somebody from
the court
was
going to rule on that. And the Supreme Court issues this order that we don't need this writ of prohibition anymore. But we're still kind of the financial crime stuff looming in the air.
An attorney told me in South Carolina that the state Supreme Court, if they had their druthers, would not want to ask any judge to recuse themselves. So it's very possible someone said, hey, can you just help us out with this and just recuse yourself as a witness for just this very limited thing on the jury tampering?
I mean, I don't know that he has any sort of insider knowledge. That just no. is maybe his opinion.
Yep, of course. Yeah, that's just rumor and conjecture. Judge Newman, however, is still part of the financial crimes. Now, the Murdoch team had asked him to recuse himself from that. And so that hearing was today. And Judge Newman says, I'm not recusing myself.
And there were a lot of rumors that there were possible negotiations, plea negotiations happening, which they did.
They did. It was supposed to start at 10?
10 a.m. As we're recording it today. And I don't think there was just a lot of dead space. I felt bad for all the people who were live blogging this because they were having to. I was watching Fitz News and Jen Wood, and she was just having to answer a lot of the same questions over and over again because we were just watching people kind of mill around the courtroom.
So they did reach a plea, and let's take a listen and watch Creighton Waters read off the charges and the plea.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. We have, in fact, signed a plea agreement here with the defense here today. It has been executed by me for the state, as well as Mr. Harpootly and Mr. Murdoch himself. And you should have a number of sentencing sheets that are part of this plea. What we've endeavored to do with this plea is to bring some finality to this matter, but to also ensure that there's an appropriate sentence, a lengthy sentence that ensures that Mr. Murdoch will remain in state prison for a very long time. Your Honor, there are a lot of charges, and so I'm going to first of all go through and detail the charges from the various indictments to which he will be pleading. And again, to put this plea together, we ensured that there was at least one, and sometimes more than one, representative charge for each victim that was victimized by Mr. Murdoch in the course of his legal practice. The first indictment is 2021 GS 4727, and pursuant to this plea agreement, Mr. Murdoch will be pleading to count two, which is money laundering, value $100,000 or more, and that will be a negotiated sentence of 20 years. The second count to which he will be pleading is in 2021 GS-4728. This indictment dealt with, was venued in Bamberg County, and dealt with the crimes committed, first of all, in the diversion of the fees and the case that he shared with Chris Wilson from the firm, as well as ultimately not paying back, ultimately convincing Chris Wilson to cover $192,000 of those fees. Your Honor, he will be pleading in this for that indictment, count one, for a false pretenses, $10,000 or more, for a sentence of 10 years, as well as count seven, which is false pretenses, $10,000 or more, for another 10 years. The third indictment is 2021 GS-4729. This is the crime that is venued in Allendale County. The victim in this case was Dion Martin, and Mr. Murdoch has agreed to plead guilty to count one, breach of trust with fraudulent intent, $10,000 or more, for a negotiated sentence of 10 years. The next one is 2021 GS-4730. This is venued here in Beaufort County, and this is the indictment that the state was prepared to try a week from Monday. This is the case involving the Satterfield matter, and he has agreed to plea to count four, which is 2021 GS-4730, count four, for 10 years. 2021 GS-4730, count five, for 20 years. And 2021 GS-4730, count eight, for 20 years. Those latter two were money laundering. Those are 20-year offenses that are at 85% time that must be served. Your Honor, the next indictment to which you'll be pleading is 2021 GS-4731. This is where the victim was Manuel Sanchez Cristiani, and he will be pleading to breach of trust in count one, and the negotiated sentence is 10 years. The next indictment, 2021 GS-4732, this is venued in Hampton County, and the victim was Randy Draughty. And in that particular matter, he will be pleading to breach of trust, $2,000 to $10,000, and the negotiated sentence is 5 years. The next indictment is 2021 GS-4733, and this matter involved the estate of Blondell Gary and venued in Hampton County. In that particular case, he will be pleading guilty to count two for money laundering, value $100,000 or more. The negotiated sentence will be 20 years. The next indictment is 2021 GS-4734. This is venued in Hampton County, and the victim was Chris Anderson, and he will be pleading to count two, which is money laundering, $100,000 or more, with a negotiated sentence of 20 years. The next one is 2021 GS-4735. This is venued in Beaufort County, and the victim is Jordan Jinks. He will be pleading to forgery, 2021 GS-4735, count five, for a negotiated sentence of 10 years. The next one is 2021 GS-4736. This is venued in Hampton County. The victim is Johnny Bush, and he will be pleading to count two, which is computer crime, value more than $10,000, for a negotiated sentence of 5 years. The next one is 2021 GS-4737. He will be pleading to count one in that one. That is venued in Hampton County, and the victim was Jamie and Risher, and he will be pleading to a negotiated sentence of 10 years. The next one is 2021 GS-4738. This is venued in Colleton County, and the victim was the estate of Sandra Taylor. He will be pleading in that matter to 2021 GS-4738, count two, for money laundering. That's an 85% offense, and he will be pleading to a seven-year sentence on that particular crime that will be consecutive to count five of 2021 GS-30. The next one is 2022 GS-4701. This is venued in Hampton County. The victim was Natasha Thomas, and he will be pleading to breach of trust in count one to a negotiated sentence of 10 years. The next one is 2022 GS-4702. In this instance, the victim was Hakeem Pinkney, and the heirs of Akeem Pinckney. That is venued in Hampton County. He will be pleading to count one, breach of trust, for a negotiated sentence of 10 years. The next one is 2022 GS4703. This is venued in Allendale County, and the victim was Arthur Badger. He will be pleading to count one, breach of trust, for a negotiated sentence of 10 years. Additionally, 2022 GS4710, this is venued in Colleton County. This actually had a criminal conspiracy and a drug offense in it. He will be pleading to the criminal conspiracy in that particular matter for a negotiated sentence of 5 years. The next one is 2022 GS4723. This is venued in Hampton County, and the victim is Randy Murdoch and the law firm. He will be pleading to count three, which is money laundering, value more than $100,000, and for a negotiated sentence of 20 years. Your Honor, I would add that that particular count, and only that particular count, the plea will be pursuant to Alford. Moving on to 2022 GS4724. This is, again, the law firm being the victim, venued in Colleton County, and he will be pleading to count three, of obtaining signature of property by false pretenses for a negotiated sentence of 10 years. Finally, we have 2022 GS4734. This is the series of indictments that related to his tax evasion based on his more than a decade-long schemes to defraud clients, and as well as defraud the South Carolina Department of Revenue. He will be pleading to count nine of that particular indictment, and that will be willful attempt to evade a tax, and the negotiated sentence will be 5 years. Your Honor, obviously we are here today to resolve indictments that span the region and span a number of counties. And this, of course, has materialized here today as we showed up for pretrial proceedings. And so obviously the proposal that we have for Your Honor is to take these pleas today with these negotiated sentences that result in a net lead sentence of 27 years at 85% time. We do request that we defer sentencing to a later time so that all the various victims can be notified. We have been in the process of notifying them, but obviously want that proceeding to take place at a time where they can be present and speak to the court if they wish to. So we do have that request to Your Honor. Additionally, as we look at this particular plea agreement, because we have crimes to which he is pleading in various counties, we would request that there be a colloquy with the defendant to waive venue for those counties other than Beaufort to resolve those matters here today with this plea. In looking through the various provisions in the plea agreement, and we've gone over them in great detail with counsel, and I believe counsel has gone over them with his client. It sets forth the various pleas and the various counts to which he will be pleading that I just detailed, as well as the negotiated sentences. It also, though, has in this particular plea agreement that Mr. Murdoch will waive his any appeals that he may have and any post-conviction relief appeal that he may have as it relates to the financial matters that we are addressing here today, thus bringing finality to this sentence and to this chapter in the history of the South Carolina judicial system. Of course, though, we would request a colloquy with him about those particular waivers as well. In the event that Mr. Murdoch accepts these pleas and accepts this negotiated sentence of 27 years in state prison, then obviously the state will null pros the various remaining counts following consummation of the plea. Additionally, it's important to point out that this plea today does nothing to address any county charges. This is only here to address the state grand jury charges that have been indicted. It has no effect, obviously, on the murder convictions and the litigation that surrounds the murder convictions. This, again, is only here to resolve those financial matters, and that is the point of this particular proceeding, to take care of that.
So there's a laundry list to sort through on that.
Well, 27 years, 85% required due to the money laundering charge, so that's, what, 23 years. He's 55. Mm-hmm. Do the math.
65, 75, 78.
78.
For some reason, he gets out of the murder thing.
Right. He's looking at, he's at least in jail till he's 78
at least
years old.
I would imagine they want him and federal prison instead of state prison. So we'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah, I don't know how that works out.
Yeah.
Need to speak with a lawyer and let them tell us.
Yeah. So, you know, then we went to Judge Newman talking to Alec Murdoch.
Right. And he says he doesn't have to take this plea, but it appears as if he's going to. There's going to be a hearing held on November 28th at 10 a.m. Or not a hearing. I guess it's...
Yeah, they still call it a...
They still call it
a sentencing hearing, even though everybody's agreed on everything.
Seems like a done deal, but I guess there's this victim bill of rights where the victims will have the opportunity to say what they need to or want to say.
But it will have no bearing on the sentencing because that's all in a tidy bow right now.
Right.
Let's talk about one of our sponsors. It is Factor. You can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh meal is never frozen and it is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, and they are ready in just 2 minutes.
Where did you have chili the other day?
Delicious.
And if you want gourmet meals, you can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, asparagus. So head to factormeals.com/impact50 and use code IMPACT50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's IMPACT50 at factormeals.com/IMPACT50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. IMPACT50 at factormeals.com/IMPACT50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ohio is a land of mystery. From missing shipwrecks and lost treasure beneath her surface to strange phenomena slicing through her skies. From myths that have evolved around historic events and people to the unsolved murders and disappearances that keep her communities wondering what happened. Find Ohio Mysteries on your favorite podcast app and let's explore the inexplicable. OhioMysteries.com.
I'm an American vigilante. I have a question for you. What would you do if someone you cared about was abducted, taken from you? Would you call me? Would you care about how I got them back? Download American Vigilante now.
Introduce you to Barry Clue, an authorised financial advisor from New Zealand and a very special kind of stain on humanity.
He was a very knowledgeable young guy.
He was a registered financial advisor.
Type of guy that was bending over backwards to help you.
Now you could be forgiven for thinking that Barry sounds like a great guy, and you'd be right. Well, right up until the point when you're wrong.
It was all fictitious.
You stole from my son who has a disability.
Chris never knew. He died believing that we're all taken care of.
A psychopath is somebody who lacks empathy, acts impulsively. I think there's a strong case that Barry might be all of those things, actually.
To find out how Barry Clue stole over $15 million from 81 victims, subscribe to Clueless, The Long Con. That's Clueless, spelt K-L-O-O-G-H-L-E-S-S.
We should hear a little bit of Alec Murdoch.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mr. Murdoch, you've heard what Mr. Waters has stated. Do you agree with the statements he has made?
Yes, sir.
And do you wish to withdraw your formally entered plea of not guilty and plead guilty to each and every one of these charges?
I do.
You, your lawyer, and the prosecutor has have negotiated a sentence in this matter that's been recited by Mr. Waters. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Where there's a negotiated sentence, either I will accept the plea, guilty plea, and give you the exact sentence that you, your lawyer, and the prosecutor have negotiated, or I will not accept your guilty plea. Do you understand that?
I do, yes, sir.
And would you like for me to accept the guilty plea and impose the negotiated sentence?
Yes, sir, I would.
And because these cases, various counts are venued in various counties, Orangeburg County, Hampton County, Colleton County, Bamberg County, Allendale County, I think that in addition to Beaufort, do you wish to waive venue from those counties to have the case heard here in Beaufort?
I do.
Is there any question in your mind as to whether or not you wish to proceed with this guilty plea?
No, sir, there's no question in my mind.
Do you believe you've had enough time to think about it?
Yes, sir, I do.
Are
you set? A long time to think about it.
I can imagine. Do you believe that you've had effective representation by Mr. Harpootlian and Mr. Griffin?
Absolutely.
Now, this plea agreement includes a provision providing for a waiver of appeal and waiver of filing any post-conviction relief, as well as ordering restitution. You have reviewed those provisions and are fully informed and agree with those provisions.
I am, yes, sir.
Hi, Mark Barden at Sandy Hook Promise here. When the gunman shot his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Under the victim's Bill of Rights, the court must ensure that the victim's Bill of Rights have been complied with. The state is well aware of that, as well as your lawyers. And the victims have the right to be heard prior to the official imposition of any sentence or the official acceptance of a guilty plea. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
And so it's the intent of the court, assuming a factual basis is established by Mr. Waters or Mr. James, that the court will accept this guilty plea contingent upon the victim's Bill of Rights being satisfied, therefore, any sentencing will take place at a subsequent hearing, which will be on November 28th at 10 o'clock. Do you understand that?
It'll be when, sir?
November 28th.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, Tuesday.
I'm sorry. I understood it wouldn't be today. Yes, sir. I understand that.
All right. And understanding all that has been stated up to this point, how do you plead?
I plead guilty, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. You can be seated, and we'll hear from Mr. Waters.
So, Alex has had a lot of time to think.
Yeah.
But was he thinking about his murder charges, too? I'm sure. He had a lot to think about.
Yeah. It was interesting. I mean, he wholeheartedly said that he thinks that he has received great representation by Dick Harpootlian and Jim Griffin. You know, leading up to this, they had filed a motion to change the venue. Mm-hmm. And Judge Newman said, are you fine keeping it in Beaufort?
Now that they've decided on
now
a sentence.
Now that they've decided on it, which of course he agreed to.
Right.
And also the other motion that they had filed was to have Judge Newman removed from the financial crimes hearing. And they rescinded that as well.
Yeah, well, because it's all settled. Then after that, Creighton Waters talked, and he might still be talking.
he read through it. I know. He was reading. He was going through every and they're very serious crimes.
They are.
They are. But he was reading through all of the financial crimes and Alec's participation in those.
How it happened, how it occurred.
Right. And, you know, it's important to yes. hear those things, but I think it would be even more important to hear from the victims.
Yeah, because we've already heard everything that Creighton was saying. But I mean, maybe...
But some people might not have. I mean, we've heard it all because we've followed this case for...
That's true. You know, but he has pled guilty, so we get it. I was like, all right, Creighton. I know you're running for office, but okay. No, he's not officially. But yeah, he's got to do what he's got to do, I guess. That anything else we want to mention before we take off here? Because it's a quickie.
No, just it's Friday, and I think this is our fifth podcast we've recorded this week. We also do one with Michael DeWitt from Hampton, The Wicked South. So we've had a lot. We have really a lot of great interviews coming up with just different guests, but we felt the need to come in here and do this one because of just the breaking news.
Meanwhile, my daughter's coming back from college, and I locked her out. So she's sitting here with a bunch of laundry in my driveway.
Oh, no. All right. Well, we need to end on that.
You can find us, Impact of Influence, on Facebook. Please rate and comment and share and give us your feedback. We are always appreciative. We'll talk soon, friend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You might be surprised to know that not all serial killers are straight, cisgender white men. And the victims of true crime are not a monolith either. She's Wendy and I'm Beth, and together we host Fruit Loop's Serial Killers of Color, a true crime podcast.
Together we take deep dives into the true crime stories about marginalized and minoritized perps and victims that often go untold.
We also provide the context and nuance that these stories deserve. At Fruit Loops, we're serving up true crime with a side of history, society, culture, and some fun.
Listen to Fruit Loop Serial Killers of Color on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.